This week, Parshas Bahar, B'chuk Kaysai, Shabbos Mavorchin, of Chodesh Sivan. We'll try and glean a little bit of what the Torah wants to share with us, perhaps some of the Hashkafas of Torah that we can draw on, that I've been looking at throughout this week. And even though there's not a clear Mahalach through these Divrei Torah, but they gather together to give us an array of bits of understanding, an array of etlach that should enhance our Chodesh Sivan and Kabbalah Satoya. So focusing mainly on the second parasha, these both are parashas of Emunah and Bitochen, Bahar of Shemitah and Yovel, Eved Ivri. It's about Emunah, Bitochen, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and understanding and appreciating that everything that is in this world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in Parashas B'chuk Kosai, it's having the Emunah and Bitochen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, not just out in the fields, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world in our everyday lives and in the personal and national life of Klal Yisrael. In the brachas at the beginning of the parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, "V'nasati sholem ba'aretz." After telling us all the various psukim from the beginning of the parasha, "V'chayistai tereichu v'nasati yishmeichim bi'itam." Maybe you'll say, after the beginning of the brachas have been, there's going to be plenty of tzvua in your fields. Because there's food and there's drink. Or a person may say, that's all very nice. Even if there's an abundance of food and drink, if my life is spent petrifying and being scared and unable to enjoy the food and drink that's there, or unable to obtain the food that's there because of the lack of shalom, then what's it all worth? Talmud loyma acha kol zois v'nosati shalom ba'aretz. Mikan sha'asholim shokul keneged akol. From here we see that shalom is shokul keneged akol. The Rechaim HaKadosh says, tzorich lodas, lo mahut tzorich loyma ze, acha shekvar oma vishavtem lo vetach oleo. Vishavtem lo vetach ba'aretz. And the previous pasuk ends by what would have been Sheni and Parashas B'chukosai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you'll live in tranquility and in security in Eretz Yisrael. Why does it have to carry on to say, V'nosati Shalem Ba'aretz? It's Hainu Hach. If you're living Lovetach, then there is Shalem Ba'aretz. V'ulai sheyechavin al ambeni Yisrael atzmom, shelo yiyu lohem pirud alavoveis, sheyita Hashem beineem Shalem Vireus. He's saying there's two parts to the bracha over here. The first part of the bracha is, v'shavtem lo vetach ba'aretzchem, you're going to live in Eretz Yisrael in tranquility and calm and security, and you're not going to have to worry. You'll ask, well, what's the extra bracha of nosati sholim ba'aretz? On that he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to instill in the hearts of Klal Yisrael, shelo yiyeh lohem pirud alavoveitz, sheyita Hashem b'neim sholim v'reus. In that part of the bracha, that means that when we're in Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, part of the Geula, part of what's meant to be, what's the ideal picture of Klal Yisrael is, that we should be in Eretz Yisrael, living in Eretz Yisrael in a tranquil and secure environment, and there should be shalom, no period of obvious between Klal Yisrael. Conversely, when Klal Yisrael have gone into Golus, what happened? Klal Yisrael went into Golus because there was a period of obvious. Why were we thrown out of Eretz Yisrael? And the Ramban tells us that the whole Techocha over here in our parasha is referring to Golos by his Risha in Techocha in Sefer Dvarim, is Golos by his Sheni. When Klal Yisrael, the Meshech Chochma in our parasha, writes, and there's been a cycle of events that have taken place with Klal Yisrael throughout our history, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that there was a period of obvious amongst Klal Yisrael, and that we weren't being over the Hashem in the way we were meant to, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw us into a Golos. When he didn't come into Golos, so we're all refugees, we band together, and we somehow work out a system and a way of helping each other out, and the period is suddenly forgotten. It doesn't matter where we come from, it doesn't matter which kehillah we belong to, it doesn't matter what our background is. In the end of the day, we're Klal Yisrael and we help each other out. And somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives bracha in that matzav, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not somehow, but then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that, he gives bracha, and Klal Yisrael set themselves up, and somehow, every time they've come to a new place, they've been disproportionately successful in re-establishing themselves and beginning again. And unfortunately, the cycle led that over time, the period of Avos set in again. And their lack of appreciation for wanting to go back to Eretz Yisrael set in again. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to reawaken that in them, because we have to be wanting both of these two brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. V'shavtem lo betach ba'artzchem, that we should be able to go back to Eretz Yisrael and have a bitochen that there's nothing to be afraid of. And secondly, v'nosati shalem ba'aretz, that there's going to be no period of avos in Klal Yisrael. On the contrary, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make in B'nei Yisrael ba'atzmam, that we will always have shalem v'reus amongst ourselves. The brachas then carry on and tell us an amazing thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, v'nosati mishkoni b'soichachem, I'll have a mishkon there amongst us, the base of Mikdash, Rashi says, v'lo sigal nafshi eschem, that even though you'll have such a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't get sick of us. Sometimes familiarity may breed contempt, and that means that we may become too familiar with the Shina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no, v'lo sigal nafshi eschem. And then he says, v'hishalachti b'soichachem. I'd like to read out the Sefarna, and share with you the Sefarna. V'hishalachti b'soichachem. Kavyochel, the Shina says, I will walk with you. Rashi, when he's speaking about this, brings a Torah Skonim, atayeli mochem began Eden, ke'echod mikem. I will actually go with you on a tiyul in Gan Eden. The Shechina will be with us. We'll have a closeness to the Shechina and an appreciation of the Shechina and such a closeness and familiarity that it will be a tayel imochem. It will be a begeder of the Shechina being matayel with us. Says the Sfarna, Inyan hamishalech hu ha-hoylech onav ono. He says a different shot. Hamishalech, someone who's walking himself. And generally a person does walk themselves because that's how a person goes. We walk as a mishalech means someone who's going honor for honor. He's going from place to place. Lo yel mokem echad bilvad, and not going into one defined destination. Omarim kain, so therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu says, eshalech besoichachem, ki lo yel mokem echad bilvad yeireid shefa ha-kovid. The Rebbeinu Shem is talking about himself. The his halachti, I will make that the shefa that comes out from me will go to a multitude of different places. It won't only be secluded to one place that the shefa of bracha will come down like it was when we had a mikdash, when we had a mishkan, that's where it came to. Means I will have, so to speak, compartmentalized amongst the whole of Klal Yisrael. There will be, my Shechina will be present. In the same way that you were able to go to one very single, designated, distilled place of Shechina. And that was when you had a Mikdash and a Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the bracha will be Eshalech B'Soichachem. Ki omnam b'chol mokim shiyiyu shom tzadikei hadoir hu kodosh mishkoni elyoin sheboi tshalim kavanosei ka'omrei hashamayim kisi v'ha'oretz hadoim ragloi. Who's that going to be? Who in the world is the hadoim ragloi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ve'el zeh abit el oni u'nechei ruach v'chorei dal devori. The tzadikei hadoir have the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with them. And when we say that we go to a tzaddik hador to daven for us, we go to a tzaddik hador to daven with a tzaddik hador, why are we doing that? We'll go with them and then we can just, it works, they'll take our tefillahs and do it for us. There's much more than that going on, that's so as well. But the Shechina is present where a tzaddik is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'his halachti b'soichachem. I will make sure that I go, says the Sfarno, honor over honor. I will not seclude my Shechina to one place alone, like in the Mikdash and the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan. No, I'm telling you a bracha that there will be, my Shechina will go wherever the tzaddikei hador are. And that's something that it's a part of the bracha, about it, it's part of the bracha, but it's something that even today there's a me'en of it, and that's something that we can appreciate, and we can try and nush from. After the brachas are said, we begin the teichacha. The brachas begin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us of Tanai. Then you'll get the whole load of brachas. So there's got to be a tanai. Is always a tanai kafel. If you and the hen kodim lelav. So if you do this, then you will get that. And then the other side is, and if you don't do it, then you don't get it, or you get something else. So let's figure out how this tanai works. The Rachaim HaKadosh says it's a little bit puzzling because it doesn't seem to be dovah v'yifuchai. It says, "Im b'chukoy saiteleichu." If you walk in my mitzvahs, what does it mean to walk in my mitzvahs? Actually, the medrash is brought about David HaMelech. That David HaMelech said famously, "Chishavti derochai v'ashiva raglai eleidoisecho." He says, "I thought about my ways v'ashiva raglai eleidoisecho," and my feet would walk towards where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to go to Eidei Sechot, to his Beis HaMedrash. Amar David, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, B'chol Yom V'Yom, Yisi Mechashev O'Emer, L'Mokim Pleini, U'Lebayis Pleini Ani Hoylech. Rebbeinu Shel, every day, I would think, V'Oimer, and I would say, points out the Chidah and the Chassam Sofer, L'Mokim Pleini, U'Lebayis Pleini Ani Hoylech. For you raglai mevio yisoyisi lebatik, and yisiyos lebatik medrash. My leg somehow brought me to the Beis HaKnesset, Beis HaMedrash. Hadol d'chsiv, v'ashiva raglai el Eidei Sechot. So the Chassam Sofer and the Chidah ask, what exactly was David HaMelech saying over here? That his legs took him there as if he said he was going somewhere else. So they bring from a Sefer Bina Le'itim the following words. Yizoyer ha'adam milahoyti mipiv ha'tova asher b'libo la'asoy. So the person should be very careful from articulating the good things that he wants to do. Shelo yoymar e'ese mitzvah zu ayoym. The person shouldn't say, I'm going to do this mitzvah today. Oy el moed chamisha prokim. I'm gonna learn five prokim. I'm gonna learn this mesechta. I'm gonna kisgulahi. The faket, it's a faket to skula. Kishah adam moitzi zemi piv einoi bali de asiyas oisa mitzvah yoisa limud. Why? Ki hadavon nishma bein amekatrigim. The malachim amekatrigim hear it. They hear it. They don't know what's going on in Amachshava. The Akadosh Baruch Hu knows. Malachim don't know what's going on in Amachshava. As soon as we articulate it, they hear it. Umaerim kamoi kubim lemano. And they'll do whatever they can to try and impede that person and prevent him from being able to carry out what he wants to do. And that's how he's v'zesh amatanus. He says a chiddush in the Mishnah in Ovis in Perek Beis. Al toimar, don't say l'kishefne eshne shem aloisi pone. You can say when a person can't say when I'm finished my day's work, I'm going to go and sit and learn. What should he say? What's wrong with saying l'kishefne eshne? One pshat is don't say when I have time I will learn. But when the time will come. We're talking about a person who's not wasting his time. He's not someone who's got time. Otherwise, he's not l'kishefne. Then he's always got time. So we're talking about someone who tucker hasn't got time. He's busy doing what he's meant to be doing. And he says, when I'll have time. Well, the Tana is saying, al toima, don't say it. Al toima b'ficha shetir tzalilmoed v'lishnois, k'shiyeh l'chopnai. Ki ba'omroch kein, when a person says this, yishoma ha'dova b'ina mekatrugim, v'shemo ya'akvucha shloyeh l'chopnai. They'll try and impede us that we don't have time to do it. He says, that's what David HaMelech was saying. He said, Chishavti d'rochai, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, b'chol yom yom, ayisim chashev v'oymer, what I would say is, l'makim pleini, u'lebayis pleini ani hoylech. All other things, I would articulate all the other things, the unnecessary things, the things that are not so important, those I would articulate. I'm going to do this, I'm going to go there, I'm going to do that. But when it came to going to the Bati Knees and Bati Medrash, I never said that with my mouth. Me'mele v'ashiva ragla edesecho. Me'mele, I was matziah to be able to go there. He says, the Chidah, beautiful pshat, he says, that's pshat and why we say, Tzadikim oimrim ma'at v'oisim harbe. So why tzadikim oimrim ma'at? So I can understand, Rashaim oimrim harbe v'afilu ma'at eina moisim. Yeah, they talk too much and they don't do, oh, but why should a tzadik, let a tzadik be oimrim harbe, say he's gonna do a lot v'oisim harbe. Says no, tzadikim know that oimrim ma'at, the less they say, the more they're gonna be able to accomplish because they don't let the makatrigim know about it. And therefore says the Chidah that a person should, he says also that's what Shlomo HaMelech said, Omarti echkamo, when I said, ended up being far away from me. I wasn't able to carry it out because the mekatrim got in the way. So efshadas pshat im mechukoisai teilechu. Not that we should say anything about it. We should just be able to go and do it. Aval kapanim, if we are, which as the Torah says at the beginning, what is im mechukoisai teilechu? Min shetiu amirim b'Torah ves mitzvoisai tishmeru v'asisem oisom. Then you get all the brachas. What's the hifuchai? What's the converse? Oh, what's the opposite of that? Perichavah pasuk yudalid. If you won't listen to me, then posuk tesvav ve'im bechukoisai tim osu ve'im es mishpatai tigal nafshi eschem. Then the klolas will come. That's the important posuk. We started off im bechukoisai teleichu ve'es mitzvoisai tishmoiru. If you'll go in the chukos and then you get the brachos. What should be the opposite? Ve'im bechukoisai tim osu ve'es mishpatai. Then the klolus will come. How does this pasuk Yudalid appear in the middle? What's he talking about? Where were they told at the beginning of the parsha chiyuv of shmir for which they get brachas that you can say? And if you don't listen, then you won't get brachas. We weren't told to listen. We were told. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh in his second teretz. Oid niskavin, lohoiv leiv nirdom, it's to wake us up. Ki kol shoylech b'derech loy toiv, vad, if someone's going on a way that's no good, vadai shehushlal mimenu yidias habayri baruchu b'toivoysov. It's because it's lacking from that person an appreciation of the Rabbeinu Shalom and the good that he does for us. And the good that would come to us from being over his Avodah. Ki bevadai, in beautiful words, im yasig odom chilek echod. If a person would appreciate one chilek, just one chilek, me arevus, yedidus, neimus, umesikus, anaf me anfe or elyon. If we would appreciate, and we get a chance sometimes to open up a piece of Gemara, open up a sefer, open up a shtick of chumash, look into the mepharshim and see, wow, and hopefully we'll see some of that tonight still. That's amazing. And we see just anaf again, chilek echod, me arevus, from the sweetness, from the pleasantness, yedidus, from the love, neimus, the pleasantness, yeah, but mesikus and the sweetness, anaf me anfe or elyon. A person would say, what is the world worth, that mitzvah? And there are times where we have that, we suddenly have an appreciation of a mitzvah or an inspiration for something we learn, that's worth more than anything else, the simcha that is in a person's heart, the feeling that a person has. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlomo says. V'im lo yisishmuli, pirush, lashon havana. We know that the Rashbo says that a person once says Shema every morning and every night, one has to have at least three kavanas. Shema means to listen, to hear, to understand, and to be makabel. So he says, "V'hu mashir Hashem." When the pasuk says, "V'im lo yisishmuli pirush lashon havana," if you won't try and be maven bits of Torah, oz hu shani choishish lochem shaloi tasu. Then I'm worried that you're not going to end up observing and keeping you because you're not going to appreciate how much there is, the connection that I have with you and the love that I have for you, that I've given you this Torah. If we will have a Havana and we will have a Yediyah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Lachush. Because they were lacking Das. So he says, do you know how we the Rebbeinu was telling us, don't get to Ve'im B'chu Koisai Timosu. And how do we stop that? If we're not going to try and understand Torah, we have to devote time to learning Torah. We have to devote time to appreciating Torah, to appreciating Niflois Habari, which we can learn from Torah and from Ma'amari Chazal. And doing that, we see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, how much is given to Klal Yisrael, and the extent to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be, you know, at the end of this week's parasha is the parasha of Erechin, parasha of Arochin. Where the value of a yid. Where does that come from? You know, we finished all the klolos. A yid probably finishes, by the end of the klolos, feels in our dor, where we're so far away from the dor deo that we're given the Torah. And we know the type of world that we live in, and we know that what we have fallen to, and we listen to the tichochas, and we say, so what are we worth? What am I worth? Comes the Torah and says, no, every yid has an erech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a nishmas elokim, and because of that, we have an erech. And we're all equally in our erech, we are all equal, because every yid has a tafkid, that's his tafkid. And we're not valued, keneged, the tafkid of another person, or the koiches that that person has, because that's his tafkid. And the ones that I have, because that's my tafkid. So we're valued according to our tafkid, every yid has the same erech. But to tell us how valuable we are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu values every single yid. Where does that value come from? From the Torah HaKadosha. Towards the end of the Teichacha, it says, "V'zochayti esprisi Yaakov, v'af esprisi Yitzchok, v'af esprisi Avraham Ezkor, v'ha'oretz Ezkor." Famous words. And Rashi points out that "V'zochayti esprisi Yaakov," the name Yaakov here is written with an extra vav. Yud ayin kuf vav veis. Zog Rashi. "V'chamisha mekoymes nichtav mali." There's five places in Tanakh where Yaakov is written mali vav. And five places in Tanakh, Ve'eliyo Choser, where Eliyo is written Eliyo, one of the most famous pasuk. Hinei Anoichi Shaleach Lochem Es Eliyo Hanovi. Lifnei Be'Magadol. It's without a vav. Why? Yaakov Notal Ois Mishmoy Shel Eliyo Eirovin. Yaakov Avinu took a vav from the name of Eliyo as a Eirovin, as a pledge, as collateral. Sheyovoi V'yevaser Geulas Bonov. He's going to come and he's going to be Mevaser the Geula to the children of. To Klal Yisrael. So in last year, I think maybe last year, the year before, we quoted the Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer says, if you take the letters of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, adds up to 13. Of Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah also adds up to 13. 13 and 13 is 26, that's the Shem Hashem. But if you have, instead of Yaakov Yisrael, which is one extra letter, you have 27, those are the letters of the Torah. There's 27, together with the end of letters, there are 27 Osius in the Torah. So the Chashivas of Klal Yisrael, Yisrael is always a name that's used for Kahal of or the Talmidei Chachomim in Klal Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael on a higher Madrega. So what we're saying over here is that Yaakov Avinu, he took the extra Vav for the time where they will say which is what Eliyahu Hanavi is going to do. Eliyahu Hanavi is going to go to Yaakov, to Klal Yisrael when they are on the lowest of Madregas in Golus, and he's going to go and reinstill within them Kedusha and bring back that and lift them up to the Darga of being on the Darga of Yisrael, of being people who appreciate Torah and can learn Torah. Hence, says the Chassam Sofer, that's why it was added into him, that we added into the Yaakov from Elio, the extra Vav, because that's how the Geula is going to come about. He says, you see as well that there's the importance of five, because five times the name Yisrael is mentioned in one pasuk in Parashas Va'aloscha, from where we learn that the importance of Torah Hakadosh, and that's the Shema Hakadosh Baruch Hu that's mentioned over there. So that's why he says that he took a Vav. The Maharal says, why did he take a Vav? He says there's a known thing that a person makes a tkias kaf that binds a person. One of the ways of making a deal is a tkias kaf, and that binds me. So to speak, Eliyahu Hanavi was taken the five vavs of a hand. Yaakov Avinu took those five vavs as a handshake, that a tkias kaf, that Eliyahu is going to come to him and vassal the Geula before the Geula happens. Now, that's the Maharal. If so, we can explain this with something else over here. There's a medrash in our parasha which says like this: Im bechukoyse medrash vayikor rabba lamed hey aleph. Im bechukoyse teleicho adov dechsev the pasuk of David Amelech chishavti droche v'oshiva ragla in edei secha. Oma David, chishavti broche. It's a different thing that David said on this pasuk. It was the ruach hakodesh. Could mean multiple things. Chishavti broches, chishavti klolos. I thought about the broches and I thought about the klolos. Broches ma aleph v'ad tof. Broches go from aleph till tof. Klolos mean vav v'ad hey. The klolos go from vav till hey. And then they're backward. Omer Rabbi Ovin, im zechisem, if you're worthy, harini hoifich lohem lochem es haklolus livroches, I'll switch around for you the klolus to the broches. Emosai, keshe tishmu es toirosi. When you'll keep my Torah, then we'll change it around. Ador sid im bechukoisai teilechu. What's pshat in this medrash? Pshat in this medrash is like this. Im bechukoisai teilechu, Reuven Karenstein zechitzal livroches says this, brings down this pshat. Im bechukoisai teilechu, begins with an aleph and ends with a tof. The brachas start with im b'chukaisai teleichu, with an aleph, and they end with a tof, or eilech eschem koime mius. The klalos begin with a vav, v'im lois ishmuli, and they end with a hey. It's a positive, the ends off, biyad, the last. Sorry. Still with us. They end with a hey. As it says, "Ela achukim ha'shotim atoros ha'shenosan Hashem b'nei uvein b'nei Yisrael b'har Sinai b'yad Moshe." So they end with the letter hey. And what does it mean that they are hafuchos? Hafuchos means that they begin with a vav and they end with a hey. The klalos in Sefer Devarim actually also begin with a vav and end with a v'hoyayim loisishim v'kol Hashem, and they end with ve'in koina. They'll sell their bi'avodim shochus to try and sell them ve'in koina. So he says, pshat like this, he says the distance between the aleph and the tof is the biggest distance that you can have. That the brochas, when they come, bishlemos, they fill everything. He says the klolos, when they come, it's from a hay and a vav, they're right next to each other. And hopefully, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mesada, that they come betimtzum, and that they won't... He says as well, in Eicha Rabbah, in the beginning of Eicha Rabbah, the story is told of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, we know, was the leader of Klal Yisrael during the time of the siege on Yerushalayim. And the Briyonim, because they wanted the Yidin inside to fight, they went and they burnt all the oitzras, all the stockpiles that Klal Yisrael had within Yerushalayim, against the wish of the Tzadikei Ador and the Gedolei Ador, and they went to burn it. And when Rabbi Yochanan heard about it, he said, "Vai, oyvei." This was a terrible thing. I mean, he's saying something against what the Briyonim are doing, and they called him to task. And they asked him, "What did you say?" So he said, "No, I never said vai, I said vav, vav hey." He says, Vai is being upset. It's the expression you say when you're upset. But Vav Hei is the Lashon of Simcha. And on that, they said about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, for Yisro in Da'as HaChochma T'chaya Ba'alel. So he says, Pshat over here, sorry. The Vav Yud is Taka a moan. A Vav Hei is the Lashon of Simcha. And that's how he got himself out. He says, no, I wasn't, that was the Lashon of Simcha. I was agreeing with what you were doing. That's where he saved his life. The Vav and the Hei, the last Vav and the Hei, in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are next to each other, and that is the name of Rachmim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes it's going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings punishment to Klai Yisrael, but there's always going to be, it's always going to be with Rachmim. And he says, in the end of the day, when we look back, when we will look back, and we'll see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, we'll realize that the whole Klala, the Tehol Teichocha, and sometimes even the Klalis, were for the best for Klal Yisrael. They are coated in a Vav Hei, they're coated in a Simcha. They're coated there for us to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it for our good. The Chofetz Chaim once said, a marshal says there was a merchant who needed to go on a way where he knew that there was many pits and crevices and dangerous spots along the journey which he had to go, and he was getting really nervous prior to his journey, and as the days were getting closer, he was getting more and more anxious about having to embark on this journey. And one day his wife said to him, listen, I've got a simple eater. Cover your eyes, and you won't see anything, and then you won't be afraid. He said, I'll cover my eyes. That's exactly what's going on. I need to have my eyes open. The Chofetz Chaim said that to people who would go out during the Teichocha, or when his base medrash, they said the Teichocha loud. He says, let's hear what we need to keep away from. Let's hear what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to stay away from. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it, it's Ka'oves Ben Yirtzeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it to us in order to bring us closer to Him. And that's why he says, perhaps, that's why it begins with a Vav, and ends with a Hey, that Lashon of Vav Hey. I saw in the Paneach Rosa, in this week's parasha, it's one of the Rishonim, you can find it today at the back of the new 7-volume Oiz V'Hodah Mikros Kedolis, Rolls-Royce version. He says over there, the Paneach Rosa in the brackets, either him or his son, who brings down a different understanding of why Eliyahu HaNavi has missing a Vav, and Yaakov Avinu has a Vav, and it's 5 times. He says the Hey and the Vav are referring to Chamisha Chumshei Torah and Shisha Sidre Mishnah. He says that is Yaakov Avinu was the one was going to tell us the name Yaakov symbolizes Golos, as we know. We know Yaakov Avinu was the one who took Klal Yisrael down into their first Golos, and he went, Bamaris Halailo, he had the Nevuah, and he told Klal Yisrael, there's only one way you're going to survive a Golos. There's one way. The only way to survive a Golos is with Torah. And as we know, that's the only constant that has kept us, the other constant called Klal Yisrael, surviving throughout the Golos. And that is part of the understanding of the fact that we are, like the Yavet says, that we are the Am HaNivcha, the Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who predicted and told us that this is what it's going to be until the end of time. We're going to be around, and we're going to be Ma'at Mikol HaAmim, yet we're going to persevere through all the persecution, through all the Tichoch, and we're still going to be there. But how are we going to be there? With Limud HaTorah. With Limud HaTorah B'Ksav and Limud Torah Sheba'al Peh. The Hey, the 5 times, symbolizes Torah Sheba'al Peh, and the Vav symbolizes Torah Sheba'al Peh. Hence, Yaakov Avinu took a Vav Hey times to remind Klal Yisrael, there's only one way that I'll guarantee that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come and ensure that there's going to be a Gula. If there are people who throughout the Golos have kept and adhered to and learned Torah B'Ksav and Torah Sheba'al Peh. Perhaps that's also why he took the Vav and the Hey from Eliyahu. Because part of Eliyahu Hanavi's job is, at the end of the day, is to come to Klal Yisrael, v'heishiv leiv oveis al bonim, v'leiv bonim al avosam. That there'll be people whose children don't know Torah, and there'll be people whose parents don't know Torah. And Eliyahu Hanavi's job is to reinstate in Klal Yisrael Torah HaKadosha. That there should be a Vav and a Hey by all of Klal Yisrael. And that's why it was taken away from him, a Vav Hey times, to remind him and to actually take collateral from him and ensure you're going to come to be Mavasa the Gula. How are you going to be Mavasa the Gula? To people who don't know about Eliyahu HaNavi, what's it going to help? To people who don't know about Torah and that there's going to be a Gula and that he's someone to be Mavasa, what's it going to help? You're going to tell there's a Gula. They're going to think you're crazy. They're not going to understand what you're talking about. So you first got to make sure they know what Torah is. Ah, so I'm taking from you a Vav Hey times. Make sure that you ensure that Klal Yisrael remember Torah. That's also when Eliyahu HaNavi comes at the end of the day, Yaakov Avinu is taking from him a Vav and a Hey. I'm going to ensure you're going to bring a cessation of those klolos. which begin with the vav and end with the hey, I'm taking that vav from you hey times, that you're going to make sure that those klalas end. Because how do those klalas come about? Like we said at the beginning, the only way those klalas come about is v'im loisish muli. If we don't appreciate that there's so much to see in Torah and so much to appreciate from Torah, and we don't see it, we don't allow ourselves into it. So we've got to devote every single day of our lives to a little bit of Torah Shebikzav, at least a little bit of Torah Shebikzav and a little bit of Torah Shebaal Peh, so that we should be able to, with time, get an opportunity to see the beauty of the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should allow us to see. Chelek echod me'arivus yedidus ne'imus mesikus anaf me'anfei elyon. And halavai, more and more and more. Beil Yohanov, he's got to ensure that. He's got to ensure that that ends. The klala which begins with ve'im lois ishmoli and ends with the hay has got to end. How? By Klal Yisrael being reinvigorated with Torah, understanding Torah. And as we know, as we get closer to the end of Golus, hine yoyim bayinu Hashem. V'yishlachti rov ba'aret. There's going to be a rov. Lo rov lalechem v'lo tzom alamayim. Kim nishmayas divrei Hashem. That's what we're going to be desperate for. We'll be scrapping for any bit of divrei Hashem. Because we'll be so desperate for Torah. But there is what to see, that the thirst and the hunger for Torah is here. And Yohar Novi should ensure and instill within us that Be'ez Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should allow us to appreciate that and see that. I want to end off with an amazing piece of Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch at the end of our parasha. He says, Haloi Dovahu, is it not very poignant that the Torah at the end of Sefer Vayikra, which is the Sefer of self-sacrifice on a personal and national level, that the Torah ends up, concludes with a chapter dealing with the possibility of free-willed gifts to the Beis HaMikdash. And in the unique way that it's translated, he says that really, it's extremely significant that this chapter on gifts to the temple is quite clearly, by its position in the book, only to be taken as an additional supplementary concluding chapter. That is what Erechin is. I want to give a donation to the Mishnah. I want to be benevolent. I want to give it. He says, and definitely it doesn't belong to the Chukim, Mishpatim, and Torahs, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has set as the condition for Beinoi or Bein Bnei Yisrael, the fulfillment of which results in the whole abundance of blessing, and their non-fulfillment of the Chukim, Torahs, Mishpatim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told us in the whole unspeakable misery depicted in the previous chapter. We end the whole of all about Torah, Chukim, Mishpatim, and if we don't keep that, if there is, we get bracha, and if there isn't, we don't get bracha. If we do what? Not if we do out what we decide we want to give. If we do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu prescribed as that which brings us close to Him, then we get bracha. These laws concerning endowments and gifts to the temple are strikingly separated from them. And that tells us the not insignificant fact. He says that the Jewish codex of laws of the priests in the Beis HaMikdash declares temple endowments and vows of gifts as being not such specially pious, God-pleasing acts. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking us for. He says, and unfortunately, sometimes it can be, it's not in the gaining of riches and possessions, but in the gaining of souls and hearts, in the gaining of lives of individuals, and the national life of Klal Yisrael, in fulfillment of Chukim, Mishpatim, and Torahs, that that's what Koyanim in the Beis HaMikdash are there to ensure. That it doesn't, that they're just giving vows of gifts as being not specially pious, God-pleasing acts. And least of all does it ascribe to them the slightest value of atonement for leading a sinful life. I can do whatever I want, and then I'll come and give my, oh, you know what, I'll give a gift, I'll give an adobah to the Beis HaMikdash, I'll give a gift to the, that's not going to help. You want to do tshuva? The Torah tells us how. The Torah prescribes exactly how to do it. Yes, there is, if a person wants to donate, if a person wants to be benevolent, if a person wants to give, then a person can. But one has to understand and appreciate that the main way that we get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the end of the day, that's what we are here to do. We are here in this world, and we've been given a Nishmas Elokim, uniquely, us Klal Yisrael have been given a Nishmas Elokim, that we can get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How? With His Torah. By learning His Torah and adhering to His Torah. We can do things that we want to do. We can be very gifting and benevolent in many different types of ways. Oh, but to remember that that's secondary, and that only comes after we've done exactly what the Torah prescribes, as that's what makes us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Famously, there's been people who want to, women who want to wear tefillin, and men who want to do duchening when they're not koyanim. That's not, well, why do they want to do it? Because they want to be Mekayim a mitzvah. The mitzvah, the word mitzvah, the Svarim tell us, comes from the word tzeves, to make us one, a unit with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed us and the Torah and told us how we become one with Him. And if I'm not a Kohen, Duchening is not going to help me. And if I'm a woman, then putting on tefillin when it's not according to Halacha, it's not going to help me either. That's not how I get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's simpler ways to do it. The ways that the Torah prescribes. I want to do my own benevolent acts. That can't, but that's secondary. That is only after keeping to what the Torah says. In the end of the day, it's the Torah HaKadosha and its lessons and that which keeps us and has kept Kali Yisrael going. Be'ez Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring Eliyahu HaNovi to be Mevasa de Gula, who should be Meshiv Leiv Oves Albanim Leiv Bonim Al Avosom, and he should bring that we should all be able to say the Vav and the Hey in Simcha, and there should be a cessation of all Tzoros in Kali Yisrael, and Be'ez Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should there allow us into the beginning of Chodesh Sivan with these brachas, that the Klolos should end and the brachas should be Chal, that we should be able to devote a little bit of time every day to Torah Shemiksav, a little bit of time to Torah Shemal Peh, be inspired by it, and the words of the Arachayim HaKadosh should be such that we have our inspiration to go towards Shavuos. I thank you for coming, and I thank you for listening.